They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. With me is Mike Wiles. Mike Wiles is an entrepreneur, and man, is he an entrepreneur. We love talking to folks that make something out of nothing. And this is going to be always in the amazing area of agriculture and rural life. But I want you to hang in there with me, even if you are not agriculture, rural lifestyle. You're going to learn something about how to start something from nothing that we thought was really dynamic. Mike, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here, sir.
Well, great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
So Mike Wiles is actually Tractor Mike, and we're going to talk a little bit about how this all started. What was the impetus of this? You've been in the agricultural field for a long time, but then you moved on. So give us the genesis of Tractor Mike.
Well, what happened was, first off, I was a factory rep for AGCO Corporation, and then went from there to managing a New Holland Coyote dealership for one of the dealers I called on. And so I was running this dealership, and I noticed a change in the tractor market. This dealership was right outside of Springfield, Missouri, on the edge of a metropolitan area. And we still sold to some farmers, mostly hay producers, but the bulk of our audience was these guys buying these small compact tractors. And it was typical that you get somebody that had moved out to the country and bought 5 acres to 20 or 30 acres. And after about the first year, their Craftsman lawnmower blew up, and then they were in shopping for a compact tractor, and we sold them. And when I started in the business, everybody buying a tractor had been on a tractor and owned a tractor, or dad had a tractor, granddad had a tractor. And now the bulk of these folks had never been on the seat of a tractor, and you're trying to sell them a $20,000, $30,000 piece of equipment to run their little rural lifestyle acreage. And they don't know what a PTO is or a three-point.
Hmm.
And so there was one day I remember I was driving home from the dealership after talking to, I think, three people in a row who had been in shopping for a tractor that didn't know the first thing about tractors. And YouTube was just starting to really click. And I went home and I thought, I'm going to see if there's a place online where I can direct these folks just to get unbiased educational information about tractors. And I Googled how to buy a tractor, tractor options, everything I could think of. And there were lots of folks trying to sell them stuff. Nobody just giving them the basics, what's a PTO, what's a three-point, and telling them that, even a little tractor can kill you,
right.
helping you with safety. And so I started a YouTube channel, and I did the first video was me hooking up a tiller on the lot at the dealership where I worked. And I did that video because we had people that would get home and couldn't figure out how to get the implement off the tractor or back on again. And I did this, and I struggled a little bit because it wasn't lined up perfectly, and posted the video. And a couple of weeks later, I had 735 views. And I'm like, oh, people are watching this. And then I came back, a few weeks later, and I got 5,000 views, and I've got subscribers. And that was how the Tractor Mike thing was formed. And Tractor Mike is a YouTube channel. I do a video every week where I talk about tractors, all aspects of tractor ownership, how to pick out a tractor, what the options are, what the terms are, how to be safe with a tractor, how to maintain a tractor, how to negotiate a good price. So that's what I do.
That's such an amazing story. And I am so with you on all of this because of my past experience with Rural Politans and Acreage Magazine. And even at one time long ago, had what was called a Branson tractor dealership. And so another small compact tractor. And folks, just like you said, Mike, would come in and they'd say, you know, I mean, if you're plunking down, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 for a piece of equipment to work your 10, 15, 20, 30-acre acreage, man, you got to know what's going on. And we're so far removed so many times, Mike, from the farm that folks just don't know, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you've been there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So I kind of plodded along with this YouTube channel from 2012 to 2014. And in 2014, I thought, you know, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it and see what the potential is. And so I quit my full-time job to make free videos for a living. And at that point, I thought I would be approached by an advertiser that wanted to give me $1 million to sponsor my show. And that didn't materialize. And I'm starting to question my sanity.
Right? You got to make some money. You know, it's not cheap buying the equipment and sitting down and doing the editing and taking time to do all this. That there's not something coming in to put food on the table, you're kind of in left field.
Exactly. And I knew that, you know, you're an old radio guy. I'm an old radio guy. I knew if I built a big enough audience that it would have value for somebody. And when I got out of the tractor business, I told my wife, if I ever get back into retail, just shoot me, because I'm just done with that. And I ended up back in retail, what supports my channel, you know, because it's a niche audience. You know, I get checks from Google, but they're not enough to live on. But I started a website with an online store. And that's where I make my living right now. That's where the entrepreneurship comes in.
And I think this is the thing. So when Terry Stevens, a friend of ours, both of ours, she has a tractor dealership and a small, she sells all kinds of stuff in Missouri. And Terry contacted me and she says, you ought to meet this Mike Wiles guy. And so when I looked at some of your videos on YouTube, I was going, okay, this is kind of cool. But I didn't really understand what it was you were doing to actually make money until
right.
I went to your website, and it is full of stuff for these rural politans out there, folks that live on an acreage, to buy. Quick release buckets, all kinds of things that they can order through you, which now drives your income stream, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it all started because I was headed out to the woods and on a small tractor. That, you know, I'm a rural lifestyle customer as well, and I own a 40 horse tractor, and there's no place to store a chainsaw on a tractor.
Right.
And I had an idea for a tray to mount on the roll bar. You don't drill any holes; it mounts with friction, but. And I went to a local company. I said, can you build me one of these? And they did. And I loved it so much. I'm like, man, I could sell these. So I went back to them and I said, can you build a bunch of them? And they said, sure. And so it's called a tractor caddy. And I would never be without one. And so I put it on the website and I did a video and I said, I had most of my content is driven by customer questions. Mm-hmm. And I had somebody ask me, what do you need to carry with you in your toolbox on your tractor? And so I did a video where I talked about what I've got in my toolbox. And I said, at the end, I said, oh, by the way, I've got this tractor caddy, that I had a local company build. And if you want one for your tractor, it's handy. Go to my website. And man, that first day I've got like three orders. And then, you know, orders just kept coming. Next week I got three or four more orders. And then following week got three or four. It just kept going and going and going as people would watch the video. And I'm like, I'm onto something here. And so I started looking for every farm equipment dealership has probably got, 30 to 50 products that if there was somebody there that had time to explain what they did and how they make your life easier as a tractor owner, you'd buy them. But nobody has time to do that. The sales guys want to sell tractors.
Yeah.
The parts guys want to sell parts. And so they've got them on the shelf a lot of times, but no one can tell you what they are. And so what I stumbled backwards into was the fact that if you have a problem, and there's a solution to a problem that a lot of people don't know about, and you explain that solution in a video and then direct people to a website, they'll buy it. And I'm pretty selective on what I represent. It's got to be, most of my stuff is stuff that either is locally built and I know it's good because I've sold it and I probably own it and use it, or it's something that solves a problem that we all have as tractor owners, and people don't know there's a solution.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, Mike, that Mike Wiles, ladies and gentlemen, Tractor Mike is with us, and we're talking about his entrepreneurial spirit with TractorMike.com. One of the things I think that is amazing, and you know this from your experience in 2012 through 2014, people go to YouTube all the time to figure out how to do stuff. I mean, I went to YouTube not long ago to fix a dishwasher, or, yep, you know, put brakes on the car, or whatever it happens to be. There is a YouTube video out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you know this, that'll tell you step by step on how to do almost anything. But you, Mike, yep, Wiles, you have taken it to the next step, and I think this is brilliant. Not only are you helping people understand how to use their compact tractor, you're also now retailing stuff out of your website that you're actually using and that you know that these folks can then buy. I think, you know, for those folks who are out there going, well, this is how you adjust a carburetor on a MGB or whatever it happens to be. Wow, this is the next thing that you can actually make a living on.
Yep. And a lot of it was easier for me because I've been in the business. I've been a manufacturer rep. I've been a dealer, and I knew the people that built stuff. And really, for it to work, if anybody's thinking about doing something similar, you got to find that product that is a little bit complicated to explain, that solves a real need, and is under marketed. And you know, I hope people on my YouTube channel trust me because I'm trying to help them. I always said at the end of my career, and I'm 65 years old, at the end of my career, I wanted to give back a little bit to the industry. So I'm out there on YouTube trying to help people first, but I also got to pay the bills. And so I'm not selling everything in the world. I don't sell cheap third world stuff. If I'm selling it, it's something I stand behind. And so I'm trying to help them first, and that gives credibility to the product that you wouldn't normally have.
Yeah, you said the magic word. You really did. Words, I guess I should say. You said, "I want people to trust me," because you know you're out there being honest about how to utilize these pieces of equipment, and then at the same time saying, "Hey, you know, this is about a quick release gadget that will help you attach your forklift, or it help you attach your bucket, whatever it happens to be." And that, were you surprised?
Yes. Yeah, I totally shocked. I had one product that I posted that wasn't on the website, and I got an order for it. It was kind of an obscure kit. And I the insides of the website, you create a product on the back end of the website, and it's private till you say, "I want to post it," and then Google can find it, but it's not on the website, so nobody else can. And I posted a product, and the next day I got an order for it, and I'm like, "How in the world did that even happen?" Yeah. And I called my website guy, and I said, "Did you put that on my website?" He said, "No, didn't even know you had it." And I said, "Well, somebody does, because I got an order." So, yeah, I was more shocked than anybody that this, you know, I kind of staggered backwards into it, but it's working.
You know, one of the things that I think many people out there are familiar with is that, you know, we go out there and we look at a product, wherever it happens to be, fluorescent light bulbs or whatever it is that I happened to just look for the other day. And all of a sudden, on all of your social media feeds or whatever, you're getting hits. Hey, yeah, you know, there's social, yeah, there's fluorescent light bulbs over here at this place. And the algorithms are amazing. They follow you all over the place. Final question for you, Mike Wiles. What have you learned through this experience, you've been doing this for a long time now with consumers all over. I said final question. I've got another one. But what have you learned through this experience?
Well, you're never too old to start. The learning curve for an almost elderly man trying to get YouTube channel going and a website was pretty steep. But you know, and I'll be honest with you, no one, and they still don't, no one I tell about what I do understands it. And I just was too stubborn to quit. I knew in my heart that this thing could work. And so if you've got an idea and you know, see it through to the end, because you just never know.
You never do know. Final question. Now, this is the final question. Sorry, Mike. Marketing, what it is you do. How do you do that? So that's part A. How do you market TractorMike.com? A. B is, where are you reaching? Where is your reach when you sell to consumers out there?
Well, I'll answer the last one first. I sell to the 48 states and some products in Canada. But the reach is anywhere, the YouTube channel is anywhere in the English-speaking world.
Right.
I've got a guy in Greece that didn't know he could put the wheels out on his tractor and make the thing safer on hills that loves me. I've got people in Australia. I've got a guy in Thailand. YouTube is just an amazing platform. And a lot of these people I'll never make any money from. But I might keep them from turning the tractor over.
Right.
And that's a big problem. As far as marketing goes, you know, I don't honestly think I'm great at marketing. I'm pretty good at understanding how the weekend farmer struggles with learning what a tractor can do and what the limitations are, what the dangers are, and so on. I think I understand that well. And I don't talk down to them. And a lot of times you go into a dealership and, you know, the guys in the dealership, I had salespeople working for me in the dealership. And I tried to get folks that understood this market and was successful in doing so. But a average salesman at an ag dealership is used to dealing with folks that buy combines and tractors and things like that. And they already know the product as well as the salesman.
Yep.
And the salesman, if there's a man and a woman in his office shopping, tends to talk to the man and ignore the woman. And you can't do that.
Yep.
10% of my audience is female. So I talk to everybody, and no question is dumb. You know, I guess the place where I really figured this out, back in when my kids were little, we bought a boat, and I don't know a darn thing about boats, and I'm out shopping for a boat, and we find a used boat, a 1987 Sea Ray, and I get about, the guy that's selling it to us, really nice, and he gives me about 5 minutes of training, and then I'm out on the water just sick that I'm going to sink the thing in Table Rock Lake. A light bulb came on. This is how the tractor buyer feels.
Right.
And the best marketing I can do is understand that a lot of folks don't know. They're not stupid. They just haven't been around tractors, and help them find the right thing and be safe.
You know, you said something else that was really interesting. Having been an acreage owner, and I don't care whether it goes to fireplace equipment, a new ATV, or something, maybe a compact tractor. If you don't include the woman in the household, you are sorely missing the boat, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's where the decisions get made.
it's kind of funny. When I was selling, I had a husband and wife in my office. I would make eye contact with a husband and the wife, and the wife would look at me weird because they're used to being ignored in tractor dealerships. And the first thought she has is this creepy dude is hitting on me. But I would talk to both of them, and And you could almost feel the instant she realizes I'm trying to sell both of them, not just the man. And there's a wave of relief. And then all of a sudden she's asking questions and talking to you. So I taught sales at the local university while I was getting my YouTube channel going. And that's one thing I harped on. You got to talk to everybody and treat everybody good, because you don't know who the buyer is.
Amen, brother. You know, that is, you know, for those of you who are not interested in any bit of agriculture or what we've been talking about with regard to small tractors and how to work them, that is a golden nugget right there. You got to treat everybody with respect and know who really makes the decisions.
You find that out pretty quick in the sales process, and there's an awful lot of time husband and wife are shopping. The wife's the decision maker.
You bet. Yes, happens around here.
yeah, we can relate.
Absolutely. Mike Wiles, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. He is Tractor Mike at TractorMike.com, and yes, we will have links to his business up on the radio
Michael,
blog. Yeah.
It's actually Ask Tractor
Mike. Oh, that's
Mike.
Right.
Dot
it
com.
Is. AskTractorMike.com. Yep.
Right.
And we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Mike, thanks so very much for spending some time with us. I'm grateful that Terry Stevens put us together. This has been fun to do, and I wish you nothing but the best, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Mike Wiles, ladies and gentlemen, is Tractor Mike. Now, I've been doing this program for 16, 17, 18 years now, and I've interviewed thousands of people, and I've enjoyed everyone because I always learn something new. And every once in a while comes a real gem, and I think this with Tractor Mike was one of those. I truly enjoyed getting to know him, his story. I love entrepreneurs, and he's making it happen. It is AskTractorMike.com, and yes, we will have links up on the radio blog. That's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Mike Wiles, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a good day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.